Why do you feel compelled to do that?
I'm just blessed. I can't do nothing but thank God. The support by my coaches, my family, everybody in the United States, period.
And not only that, Christian, but the outreach from people you probably had no idea existed have prayed for you and talked to you. I've seen the message your mom has sent out. Well, I mean, God is great, and it's a beautiful example of you sitting here today.
Man, I can't do nothing but thank God. It's been a long journey, but I got through it.
You have. And Coach Reed, I remember talking to you after the incident happened in the locker room at Vanderbilt Stadium that day, and one of the indelible marks left on me was looking at you and the pain you were in for the unknown. And what I saw that day, Coach Reed, was not a coach, but I saw a dad and I saw a man, a good man sitting there.
Yeah, man. I mean, you get emotional just thinking about it right now. But when you see the progress that he's made, and man, his mom and dad, the faith that they've shown, the support that they've shown, has really helped me through the whole process. You know, everything is always Stacy, especially. You know, Derek was there next to the. I don't think he ever left the room, man. Mm-hmm. I went up there every day, morning, noon, and night. You know, and his dad was always in there. His brother Deshaun, all those guys, they never left his kid's side. And you know, things like that make you want to get better and do things, and it's just amazing. And it's their unbelievable faith and never stopping believing helped, I think, him and all of us through everything.
September 29th, obviously, the Vanderbilt football game right next to Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and the people, how quickly that response was. 17 days later, you're transferred to the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. We'll talk about that in a minute. But October 22nd, he was speaking. November 6th, he was eating on his own. And then the darndest thing was November 11th. Stacy, the mother, sent out a video of him working out. And I go, wow. So but the Shepherd Center, talk about how important that place was for you.
The Shepherd Center is a big place. They came through. It's an amazing place. They flip people around, get them back to where they used to be. I love them so much. And I'll probably go back working out with them soon.
And the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, and the Patriots reached out to you to get through all that. I mean, and you were an inspiration to so many people.
Man, that experience was crazy. I met Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Charles Barkley. I met a lot of people.
Yeah,
I was scared to talk to Tom Brady.
Oh, man.
And how cool was it that you got to the Titans invited you to get up on the NFL draft stage to announce their fifth-round pick? And I when I heard it, I thought you had just stuffed the ballot box. Your buddy DeAndre Walker from Georgia, and that makes it even crazier.
It's big time. Yeah. I played Little League with him. I played against him in high school, and we beat him. It was amazing. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I thought, well, he stuffed the ballot box. He just came out there and pulled
it. That had to be a surprise. I mean, you can't orchestrate that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just – I think that's all in God's plan, man, just another step in recovery, being able to – you know, I'm announcing the draft pick, and lo and behold, it's a friend of mine. I don't think the NFL just does that to appease somebody.
No,
you know what I mean?
I don't think the Titans would accept two Christian picks on his own.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Christian, your relationship with Mike Vrabel, did he reach out to you, Coach Reed? How did all this come about?
Well, he reached out to our administration, but you know, the first time he visited Christian, I knew he was going, but I wasn't able to be there because, again, we were still in the middle of the season. But I saw Coach Braver. We did a community service project with the Bridge Ministry last week, and I ran into him, and the first thing he asked me and we'll start talking about was Christian. So he's made an impact on Coach Braver, and I think that it's a relationship that has grown, and I know that he's welcome over at the Titans facility anytime he wants to go.
Yeah, and Christian, Mike Vrabel, I mean, a lot of us didn't know about this until a story came out months later, but your relationship with him, how great was this?
This is a great relationship. I love the man. He hasn't really embraced me. We went to his son's baseball game when he came to Atlanta. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, and they watch film together.
Yeah,
he told me they watch. I'm like, dude, I ain't even been over to watch film with you.
We watched the Eastern Illinois game.
Oh, awesome. Now, do you talk ball? Do you talk life, everything?
Ball, life, everything. We basically broke down the plays play by play.
Nice. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun. You're sitting here with a guy who's won 3 Super Bowls. He's an NFL coach.
Right.
And you're watching game film with him.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a blessing.
Man.
I got to sort of figure why he doesn't want you over there, Rod, but I just say it.
He's a great dude,
yeah,
man. I mean, just talking to him, you know, I met his family last week, like I said, at the Bridge Ministry Community Service Project we were doing. And, you know, we talked for about 15, 20 minutes. He invited us over when they start camp next week. So we're going to take a couple of days and go before we start camp to be able to check them out and take a look at them and some things that they're doing.
Good.
TSU football coach Rod Reed, Christian Abercrombie. So you wore the number 6, correct?
Yes, sir.
And understand that you have asked that your roommate and good friend to Kendrick Roberson.
I told him I put somebody else in it, and he got mad at me. So he said the only person that can wear it is TK. Mm-hmm. So to Kendrick, and he'll only be able to wear one color. But since we're switching to Nike, we'll be able to get some new jerseys because Christian got all the other 6 jerseys. We were still in that other brand.
Yeah.
We would have, we need the 6 jerseys.
We need to talk about that. I've got a closet full of that other brand. I just let you know right now.
Hey, me too. We're in the same boat. We're in the same boat, but we just made the switch over to Nike. I think our kids like it. It's a big move for us.
It's a great move.
It's a great move. But at least we'll have some 6 jerseys now, because in that other brand we had none because they were all in Christian's closet.
You know, Coach, I remember asking you the week after that unfortunate incident happened to Christian, and we were talking, and you said, look, we still got to play football. And I remember asking, I said, where in the coach's playbook is how you handle this? And we kind of laughed for a second. And the reality is there's nothing to prepare you for this.
There's nothing you can prepare that can prepare you for something like this. It was something emotionally that took a great toll on me, my family, the kids. It was tough. It was tough. And to be able to try to bounce back that and still coach a game of football when the kid's life is in the balance, it's a really tough deal. I don't think anybody could ever just imagine it. You know, you can think about some of the things that you could possibly do or whatever
right.
the case may be. But the psyche of your whole team changes. You know, we literally had to have the neurologist come out and talk to the team and talk about, you know, the incident that happened just to try to get them to see, because it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, you see one of your tougher guys. I mean, you talk about a guy that was all over the field in this game that we're playing, and all of a sudden, you know, he's laid up and you don't know why. And the unknown was really scary for all of us.
And the continuity of the 2 games canceled by the bad weather, and this unfortunate thing happens here, and it was a season. I pray you never go through that again.
Hey, I pray I never go through it again either. I mean, it's tough. You, like you said, not playing a game in almost 20-some-odd days and trying to, you know, simulate a game situation and practice and things like that. It's tough. But part of last year, you know, with all of the 52 injuries and 52 guys missing games and whatnot, we get a majority of those guys back this year.
Good.
We had a good spring, and we're having a great summer right now. So I'm really excited about this upcoming season.
Yeah, only 24 players played all 9 games last year.
Yeah,
think of that. But
that's tough.
Crazy.
But 8 offense, 7 defense. Your specialty players are all back. And 6 home games. And I know there's a big push to get to that 5,000 season ticket level right now. You got 2, the John Merritt Classic and Homecoming at Nissan Stadium, but 4 games at the hole. That's cool having those games on campus.
Yes, it's really cool. And I think we got 8 or 9 in the state of Tennessee. So
yeah.
Tiger Nation should be out. You know, Big Blue Nation got to get out and travel and support these guys and us this fall. And I'm really excited about that.
Christian, what is your plan this fall?
I'm coming to all the games I can. I'll be on the side.
Do you want to coach one day? Do you want to get back? What's the future for you?
I want to play again, but if not, I coach.
Oh, yeah. You take a lot. What do you take from Coach Reed? Will that be kind of what your style is, taking after Coach Reed?
Yeah, it is. And my playing style. He was a great player.
Oh, yeah, just ask him. He knows. Yeah,
I tell you what, it was great having him there in the spring game. I mean, he was all into it in the spring game. I was on the sideline, and he was there next to Coach Fisher. I thought he was calling defenses at one point. But it was good to have him on the sideline back into the swing of things, man, and just doing football stuff. It was great.
talk about, obviously, the parents, your mom, but your mom, I follow her on Twitter, and right. I love everything that she's done, and she's back here, and but obviously your parents, but her, she wasn't going to let anything, she wasn't going to let it happen. She was not going to let you leave. You know that? Yeah.
My mom, yeah. She's like the rock of the family.
Yeah.
She controls everything pretty much. She's a wonderful lady. I love her so much.
And you saw that too, just that, I don't know what you want to call it, willpower,
faith.
Conviction, faith. Faith. Yeah, faith.
See, you know, conviction, faith. I can go back to that press conference that they had over at Vanderbilt, and I just mm-hmm. heard her speak, and it was I go back and look at it sometime right now, and it's just I was at FCA camp, and Mitch Mason, he's the chaplain from North Carolina. He was asking me about Christian. I said, just go back and look at his mom in that press conference, and you'll see why, you know, he's as confident as he is, and she is as confident because her faith was unwavering. I never heard not one ounce of doubt in her voice, in her conviction, in anything during that whole ordeal. I know she probably had her moments, but I didn't see it. And she never cracked. And I think that is something that she's to be commended for. And his dad, like I said, they were there from, you know, when something like that happens, guys, I've never seen somebody's life be put on the pause button. Their whole life just stopped, you know, with their jobs, their careers, anything that they were doing. It just stopped right there for however many days he was doing in the situation he was in. They were there. And, man, that is unbelievable. And I commend his family for that.
Christian, what have they told you? I mean, can you possibly play again? I mean, is it or no? I mean, is it done? Is it?
They haven't told me that yet, but I know for sure I'm not playing this year.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't give it up number six.
I have to play. It has to be a whole year that go by before I play again.
But you're still – that's your goal is
yeah,
to do
is.
That?
It yeah. is.
Good for you.
But if not, if God don't permit it, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is, man. And, Coach, to go back to that day, you still had to coach a second half against an SEC football team unsure of what's happened to one of your players. I couldn't imagine what you were going through.
It's tough. It was tough. It was tough on both sides. It was tough on the coordinators. Tough on me as a head coach because, you know, you find yourself, you know, clock watching. Hey, when is this over with so I can find out
right.
what's going on, Chris? Because we really didn't know the severity. I think the staff over at Vanderbilt and the neurologists that were there on the sideline, they kind of had an idea of what was going on because of some of the symptoms. But that kind of information is not relayed to me during the course of a game.
Right.
You know, I think at some point, you know, somebody may have come up and said some things, you know, that he's been transported and, you know, he's going into surgery and all of that. But, you know, that's something, you know, we still had to coach the game. We were right there in the game. Mm-hmm. I think we were maybe 4 yards away from – and I always tease my kicker, my freshman kicker. You know, mm-hmm. he only missed about 3 kicks all year, and he missed 2 in the Vandy game. Mm. A field goal and an extra point, and we lost by 4. So,
and I know for a fact who's going to win that game.
That's right. If my boy AB had been in that second half, we would definitely would have won that game.
Yeah, you were driving to win the game anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, there. What's the message? You're asked to speak to so many different groups right. and ages and from professionals to youth. What's the message?
Just keep God first. Work hard. That's all you can do.
Sounds simple, but it's a lot right there in that statement.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's a lot there, yeah. That's good. So are you with the football season approaching, are you excited to see it just because of all that happened to still be here and to see the football and see your teammates and still be, even though you're not in the field, you're still a part of it?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a big season coming up for TSU. I see us win the whole thing.
Ooh.
There you go.
No pressure.
I like that prophecy right there. Coming from a man of faith, I like that.
That's great.
Well, Christian, thank you. And Stacy, thank you. And just you're an inspiration for everyone. And Rod, I've known what you've been through with this. And now go win some football games,
absolutely.
Right?
Go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue.